1. The American economy is growing. Donald Trump has spoken of his desire to turbocharge the U.S. economy to a growth rate of as high as 6%. The latest figures, released by the U.S. Department of Commerce in December, show that it grew at an annual rate of 3.2% in the third quarter of 2017. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which follows the shares of 30 major U.S. companies, has risen to record highs throughout the past year in a run that stretches back to August 2016, just before Mr. Trump's election. Other U.S. stock markets, including the Standard & Poor's 500 Index and the NASDAQ Index, have also reached historical highs. 3. Unemployment is falling. U.S. unemployment is falling, down to 4.1% in December, and is close to its lowest ever recorded level of 3.9% in 2001. It is less than half the 10% peak of 2010. Reached after the global financial crisis. However, this downward trend began during President Barack Obama's time in office. When Mr. Obama left the White House, unemployment was 4.8%. 4. Wages remain relatively flat. Despite other positive economic indicators, U.S. wage levels have flattened since Mr. Trump took office. Wage growth has stayed between 2.5% and 2.9% without showing any meaningful rise in the last 12 months. 5. Workers yet to return to the jobs market. One possible explanation for stagnant wages is that the number of workers who left the U.S. workforce following the 2007-2009 recession was higher than first thought. The labor force participation rate refers to the number of people who are either employed or are actively looking for work. Following the global economic crash, the labor force participation rate in the U.S. fell dramatically and now stands at 63%. It has remained stable since Mr. Trump was elected. 6. The trade deficit is rising. President Trump has made improving U.S. trade a priority of his administration. However, the country's trade deficit, when imports are higher than exports, has actually risen to a level not seen since 2008.